Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Marshall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The catcher, John Roseborough. Batting third. The center fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Don Zimmer. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Don Demeter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Stan Williams. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges fields the ball and throws to Williams covering. Safe. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Roseborough and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Dark moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Morin takes first base on ball four. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Morin moves to second. Don Bessant now pitching. Dale Long batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Bessant's glove, towards Neal, who fields it, throws to second, with Zimmer covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gilliam strikes out. One out. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Roseborough hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Dodgers, 1. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. Two outs. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Furillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hillman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Zimmer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Zimmer takes first base on ball 4. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Demeter strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Neal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zimmer moves to third. Norm Larker pinch hits for Don Bessant. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larker strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Mauriello now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roseborough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Roseborough takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Roseborough moves to second. Carl Ferrillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ferrillo hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it. Throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. 2 outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ralph Moriello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moriello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gilliam moves to second. 1 out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gilliam scores. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Furillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Furillo hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Dodgers. Bob Anderson now pitching. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Dodgers. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Roger Craig now pitching. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Demeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Demeter strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Neal is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Neal hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Craig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob will pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Bob will batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Will hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roseborough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Roseborough hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roseborough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Carl Ferrillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ferrillo hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodges strikes out. 2 outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Zimmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Long moves to second. Lou Jackson pinch runs for Dale Long. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field. Fairley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fairley. Thompson scores. Jackson scores. Marshall moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Neiman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neiman bunts towards first. Hodges picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hodges. Marshall scores. It's 6-4, Cubs. Johnny Padres now pitching. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Elston bunts towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Neal covering, for the out. Neiman moves to second. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neiman moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a line drive into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Neiman tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 7-4, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-4 in the game. Banks is walked intentionally. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Walt Morin. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bolger hits a pop-up towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Dodgers 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Chick King now playing center field. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Lou Jackson now playing right field. Jim Marshall now playing first base. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Demeter is 0-for-3 in the game. Demeter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Johnny Padres. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 4. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.